الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فعن ابن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: إن من الشجر شجرة لا يسقط ورقها، وإنها مثل المسلم، فحدثوني ما هي. فوقع الناس في شجر البوادي، قال عبد الله: ووقع في نفسي أنها النخلة، فاستحييت. ثم قالوا: حدثنا ما هي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال: هي النخلة، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said: inna min ash-shajari shajaratan, indeed there is a tree from trees, from amongst the many trees there is one particular tree, la yasqutu waraquha, whose leaves don't fall, it remains evergreen throughout the year. Wa innaha mathalul muslimi, and that tree is like a Muslim. Fahaddithuni ma hiya, so tell me what that tree is. Which tree am I talking about? Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that in that gathering there were 10 of us, myself, my father Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and another 7 sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And from amongst the 10 I was the youngest. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam posed this question in front of the 10 of us. فَوَقَعَ النَّاسُ فِي شَجَرِ الْبَوَادِ, so people started thinking, and their minds started wandering here and there, and some people gave the answer, but they mentioned trees of the jungle. فوقع الناس في شجر البوادي. People fell. That means their minds went to the trees of the jungle. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma remained silent. Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu, Umar radiyallahu anhu, they also remained silent. From amongst the remaining seven, either all of them answered with whatever came into their minds, or some answered, some remained silent. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says, I also thought about it. I also wanted to give the answer. And he said that what came into my mind was that it is the date palm tree that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about. وَوَقَى فِي نَفْسِ أَنَّهَا النَّخْلَةُ. It came to my mind that it is the date palm tree. But I remained silent. فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ. Out of shyness, out of haya, haya, modesty, shyness. Because Sayyiduna Abu Bakr, Sayyiduna Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, who are my seniors, were sitting in the gathering. And they did not speak. They remained silent. So out of respect for both of them, I also remained silent. After a while, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rejected the answers that came, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the best we could do. So can you please inform us? Can you inform us? Haddithna, ma hiya ya Rasulallah? What is the tree? O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hiya nakhlatu. It is the date palm tree. It is the date palm tree. After the gathering, when everyone dispersed, Umar radiyallahu anhu and Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma were together. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma said to his beloved father Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that, oh my beloved father, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam asked the question, it occurred to me that he is talking about the date palm tree. So Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, why didn't you answer? So Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, out of respect for you and Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, la an takuna qultaha. لَأَنْ تَكُونَ قُلْتَهَا كَانَ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعَمُ. Oh Abdullah, if you were to give this answer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, it would have been more better for me than owning, than having in my possession red camels. In this day and age, gold is the most precious commodity. Gold. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, red camels were the most precious commodity. It is for this reason when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu migrated from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, the reward that was offered by the kuffar of Makkah and the mushrikeen of Makkah was 100 red camels. Whoever brings Muhammad and Abu Bakr the reward for bringing them alive or dead will be 100 red camels. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala says that the most precious worldly item is the red camel. And if you were to give this answer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would have been more better for me, it would have been more beloved to me than having red camels in my possession. Why? Because a father naturally loves to see his child progress. A father naturally likes to see his child progress. My late mentor, Haji Muhammad Farooq Sahib, rahimahullah ta'ala, said to me that if a father is a millionaire, then he will always desire for his child to become a billionaire. You will not see a father who will not want his child to make progress and surpass himself. A father will always want his child to progress and surpass him. And similar is the case with the spiritual father. One's sheikh, a sincere sheikh, one's teacher, a sincere teacher, he will always desire the progress of his spiritual student or of his academic student. And he will always desire that I want my student, my spiritual student, to progress so much so that he can even surpass me. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time thought to himself that if my son had replied to this question of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have become very happy upon seeing the intelligence and the understanding of my son, and he would have prayed for my son. And this prayer and this dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have gone a long way in securing ilmi, academic and amali, practical progress of my son. So it is for this reason, he said. So basically he was trying to say that, oh my son, your giving the correct answer and as a result acquiring the dua of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as a result progressing in ilm and amal, is far more better and far more beloved to me than the wealth of this world, the most precious wealth of this world. From this, my friends, we learn and we understand that the best gift that we can give to our children is the gift of ilm and the gift of amal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, مَا نَحَلَ وَالِدٌ وَلَدًا مِّن نَحْلٍ أَفْضَلَ مِّن أَدَبٍ حَسَنٍ. No father has given a gift to his child which is better than good adab, good tarbiyah. And what is tarbiyah? Tarbiyah is to nurture the child to differentiate between right and wrong, leave the wrong and choose the right. So ilm and amal. Adab means ilm and amal. لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَسْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا بَلِ الْجَمَالُ جَمَالُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. One poet says, لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَسْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا. A person cannot acquire beauty through the type of clothes he wears. The type of clothes that he wears does not make him beautiful or handsome. What makes him beautiful? What makes him handsome? What makes him appealing? What makes him admirable? لَيْسَ الْجَمَالُ بِأَسْوَابٍ تُزَيِّنُنَا بَلِ الْجَمَالُ جَمَالُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. The true beauty is the beauty of ilm and adab. So we acquire ilm, and adab means we carry out that action that we have learned. Ilm and adab. وَلَيْسَ الْيَتِيمُ الَّذِي قَدْ مَاتَ وَالِدُهُ. And that child is not an orphan. That child is not yatim, whose father has passed away. إِنَّ الْيَتِيمَ يَتِيمُ الْعِلْمِ وَالْأَدَبِ. The true orphan is he who is deprived of ilm and adab. So every father, every mother, every parent should desire for his, her child, ilm and adab. Ilm of nubuwa and the adab of nubuwa. And if each father, each mother is encouraged to desire for their child ilm and adab, then the child should also be, the children should also be encouraged to desire for themselves ilm and adab. Because if there was something else more better than ilm and adab, Umar radiallahu ta'ala would not have said that your giving answer to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and acquiring his dua and as a result progressing in ilm and adab would have been more better and more beloved to me than the red camels. He would not have said this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not have said that a parent cannot give a gift which is more precious than good adab. So let us make a firm resolution that we will all endeavor to acquire ilm and adab both. We will endeavor to acquire ilm and adab both, talim and tarbiyat. And we will also try to give our children good ilm and good adab. Now, the question that arises here is that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there is a tree from trees whose leaves do not drop. وَإِنَّهَا مَثَلُ الْمُسْلِمِ. It is like a Muslim. Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say that the date palm tree is like a Muslim? In what way? Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that a date palm tree is like a Muslim? We have to understand this so that we can become the way Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desires to see us. Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that a Muslim is like a date palm tree? What is in the date palm tree that the Muslim should try to acquire? Why did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that a Muslim is like a date palm tree? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the glorious Quran, مَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. The example of the good kalima, مَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ, the example of the good kalima is like the good tree. So the example of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah is like the good tree. That is the date palm tree. So Iman is like the date palm tree. If Iman is like the date palm tree, then the one who possesses Iman is also like the date palm tree. So Iman and Mu'min, they are like date palm tree. In this hadith also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Muslim is like the date palm tree. In the ayah also we understand, مَثَلُ كَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ كَشَجَرَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. It is like the date, the kalima tayyiba is like the date palm tree. That means the one who possesses the kalima, the one whose heart accepts the kalima, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, then he will become like the date palm tree.
What is the first quality of date palm tree mentioned in the Quran? Asluha thabit. Its root is very firm. That is the first quality. Asluha thabit. Its root is very firm. Number two, wafaruha fi sama. And because date palm tree is normally tall, so the Quran says that its branches are in the heavens. Its branches are very high, very tall. Its branches are in the heavens, in the skies. Second quality. First quality is that the roots are very firm. Second quality is that its branches are high. And third quality, tuti ukulaha kulla heenin bi izni rabbiha. Through the permission of its Lord, it continually gives its fruit. Tuti ukulaha, it gives its fruit kulla heenin, during every time, it continuously gives fruit. Bi izni rabbiha, through the permission of its Lord. If you look at majority of the fruits, they have their seasons. And especially during the time of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the concept of dry fruit did not exist, fruits had season. So you have grapes for 3 months, you have apple for a few months, you have pears for a few months, you have mangoes for a few months. Fruits have season. So we can only benefit from a fruit tree for a limited period of time once throughout the year. Maybe for 6 weeks, maybe for 2 months, maybe for 3 months. After that we cannot benefit from that fruit tree. But when it comes to the date palm, you benefit from the date palm tree throughout the year. Dates are available throughout the year. And from that time, the fruit of the date palm tree, the dates, from that time, it becomes visible. From the time the fruit takes its shape, until the end, it is always beneficial and it is always edible. You can always consume it. As far as the other fruits are concerned, it is not the same. You cannot eat grapes in its initial stages. It has to ripe, then only you will be able to benefit from it. Mangoes have to ripe, then only you will be able to enjoy the fruit. But as far as the fruit of the date palm tree is concerned, the dates are concerned, from the time it takes its shape as a fruit, you can begin consuming. And people find delight in consuming the date palm tree during the various stages. Even we in the UK, when we find dates from Morocco or from any other country which is not ripe, then we buy those dates and we eat them before they ripe. Sometimes we leave them and we prefer eating them half ripe and half not ripe. And then we leave them and we eat them when they are ripe. And then they dry up as well. They dry up as well. And once they dry up, you can store them for throughout the whole year. So during the season of the dates, you can pick the dates whenever you want and you can consume. And once the season is out of the way, you still have dates in markets, in your homes, which you are able to consume throughout the year. So these are the three qualities. Quality number one, the roots of the date palm tree are very, very firm. Quality number two, it is tall and its branches reach the heavens. Heavens means its branches are high. And thirdly, people continuously benefit from the fruits of a date palm tree. And this date palm tree is like a Muslim. A Muslim is like the date palm tree. Why? Because number one, the root of a Muslim is also very firm. And that root is La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Unwavering faith. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu. Only those people are worthy of being called al-mu'minun. Innamal mu'minuna alladhina amanu billahi, those who believe in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thumma lam yartabu, thereafter they have no doubt whatsoever. Unwavering faith. Whatever is conveyed to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His messenger and in this day and age through the sublime authentic chain, like the Quran has reached us through a sublime authentic chain, the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the deen has also reached us through a sublime authentic chain, reliable chain. Then without a shadow of doubt, they accepted whether the faculty of intellect is able to comprehend it or not. Mu'min, unwavering faith. And through all challenges, he will remain firm on his faith. He will be able to sacrifice his wealth, he will be able to sacrifice his honor, he will be able to sacrifice his job, his work, his family, his honor, his life, anything. But he will not compromise as far as belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned and aqidah is concerned. That is why a Muslim is like a date palm tree. Firm in his faith. Firm, just like the date palm tree. And number two, because he is firm in his faith, then you will see amal saliha emanating from all limbs of his body. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. His tongue will be engaged. At-tahiyyatu lillahi. All forms of bodily worship is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Wa salawat, all forms of verbal worship is for Allah only. So the tongue will remain engaged in those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes, which brings the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the whole body, all the while, amal are emanating. Branches of the tree. And just as the branches of a date palm tree are high in the heavens, towards the heavens, similarly, as a result of this unflinching and unwavering faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that good a'mal that a believer carries out are carried up to the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the angels. And they are presented to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The a'mal are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So iman is firm, and as a result of firm iman, he is steadfast on amal saliha, good amal. So when a person is firm in iman and a person is steadfast in amal, then every second of his life he is acquiring the fruits of iman and fruits of amal, the barakat, every moment. He is acquiring the barakat and the sawab of amal all the while. That is why he is like a Muslim. That is why he is like a date palm tree. And the other reason why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a Muslim is like a date palm tree is because a date palm tree from its roots to its leaves, from its roots to its leaves and to its fruits, Every part of it is beneficial. The era that we are passing through, the times that we are passing through in this day and age, because technology has progressed, so they recycle things and try to use it, but not in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you had something, certain parts were beneficial and certain parts were not. Oh, it was only the date palm tree which was beneficial. Each part of it was beneficial. From the roots were used for something, the trunk was used for something, the leaves, the branches. During the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the leaves of the date palm was used to make pillow. So the pillow was used in place of cotton. So pillow, leather covering, and it was filled by the leaves of the date palm tree. The leaves and the branches were used to make the roof of the house. The branches and the trunk was used to make the walls of the house. The trunk was used as the pillar. Strings and ropes were made from the date palm tree. Utensils were made from the date palm tree, from its trunk. So the trunk was cut into pieces, small pieces, and then it was carved, and utensils were made from the date palm tree. Mats were made from date palm tree. The fruit of the date palm tree was beneficial from beginning till the end, and also the pit of the dates was also beneficial in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also. And even in our times, you find the beads, the tasbih, made from the seeds, the pits of the dates of Madina Munawwara. So we can see that from head to toe, the date palm tree was nothing but beneficial. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that when a person accepts Iman and thereafter becomes a perfect Muslim, then he will be nothing for himself, for his family, and for the entire humanity but beneficial. And when something is beneficial, then people don't hate that item. If we feel as the Muslim Ummah that we are being hated, or we are being disliked, or we are being despised, or we are being persecuted, then we have to understand that means we are not Muslims in its true sense. If we become mu'minin, which we are, alhamdulillah, we believe in everything, and thereafter we become Muslims. Muslim is he who, after accepting Iman, follows the whole deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of his ability. So like a tree, one branch grows, another branch grows, a third branch grows, a fourth branch grows, a fifth grows, and from these five branches, another five branches grow. So you have 25 branches, and from those 25 branches grow. So we have the trunk, the roots are the aqaid, and the trunk is our saying and declaring La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And thereafter the four main branches, Salat, Zakat, Saum, and Hajj. And from these four main branches, all the faraiz and all the wajibat. And from the faraiz and the wajibat, all the sunan and all the mustahabbat. Imagine the size of that tree. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Masalu kalimatin tayyibatin, that a believer does not confines himself to the root only. That okay, alhamdulillah, I have accepted Iman, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So the roots are there, and my proclamation is there, the trunk is there. Alhamdulillah. Imagine a tree in your garden which has the roots and the trunk only. A root and the trunk, no branches. How will it look? Will anybody admire that tree? Will that tree attract anybody? No beauty, no leaves, no flowers, no fruits. It will not attract anybody, it will not be beneficial to anybody. But a tree with branches, a tree with leaves, a tree with flowers, a tree with fruits, it will attract people. It will be beneficial to the people. The birds will be able to make their nests. People and animals will be able to benefit from its shade. Animals will be able to benefit from its leaves. Humans will be able to benefit from its fruit, its wood also. And whenever a person sees a beneficial garden, a beneficial tree, which is good looking in his garden, he will never remove that tree. Never remove that tree. My friends, we the Muslims have become trees. Trees that are not attractive and that are not beneficial. That is why we are being disliked by people. So let us worry about learning the a'mal of Islam. The fara'is, the wajibat, the sunan, the mustahabbat, the nawafil, the optional deeds, and try to practice them as much as possible. And let us also try to learn the haram and the makruhat tahrimiyah, makruhat tanzihiyah, and try to stay away from it as much as possible. Masalu kalimatin tayyibatin kashajaratin tayyibatin asluha sabit, it is very firm. Wa faruha fi sama. And the tree is so high, because fara'is are there, wajibat are there, sunan are there, mustahabbat are there, nawafil are there. It's so high that it's touching the heavens. Then this Muslim will become fruitful. Fruitful for himself, fruitful for his family, fruitful for his community, fruitful for Muslims, non-Muslims alike. And that is when he will be admired. He will be admired by not only Muslims but also the non-Muslims. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has compared a Muslim with a date palm tree. In a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Masalul mu'min masalun nakhlati. The example is mu'min is like the date palm tree. Why? What is the comparison? فَمَا أَتَاكَ مِنْهَا نَفَعَكَ. Whatever will come to you from the date palm, it will benefit you. Whatever will come to you from the date palm will be of benefit to you. So whatever will come to you from a mu'min, from a believer, from a Muslim, it will benefit you. His mu'amalat, his akhlaq, his morals, his ibadat, the way he behaves. He is helpful. He is philanthropist. He will help people in whatever way he is able to. So this is the lesson that we have learned from this hadith. Inshallah, there are many more lessons in this hadith. We will try to cover some of them in the next gathering. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to become a perfect Muslim, a complete Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa laqibatu lilmuttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا
لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك، يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما عاتيتنا. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيان صغيرا. اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك. اللهم لا تؤمنا مكرك، ولا تنسنا ذكرك، ولا تهتك عنا سترك، ولا تجعلنا من الغافلين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. برحمة.